in your opinion, what time frame or decade or whatever, or what caused anime to blow up in modern culture today? Like, where was the spark, and how did it become part of the culture, and how did it become so popular?
It's actually really hard to pinpoint exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about this again, I'll have a little more research and evidence. But
okay,
I like what you said. You actually made a really good point, and I'll let you bring it up. But I think it started last decade, where it really went mainstream in Western culture. What sparked it was, I think, the 2000s, it had a lot of really good anime, but for more mature audiences, such as Death Note, right? Mm-hmm. And then we move into the 2010s. I don't know if it's the animation, I don't know if it's the fashion, but for some reason, last decade, it just went crazy. Like, I remember girls was like, "You watch anime? Or you watch this stuff? Oh, you weird." They'll say, "No, them same people watch anime now." Yep. I'm seeing people read manga now, which I don't know. I'll let you talk about it. I can't really pinpoint an exact time, but it's just like a weird phenomenon. Like it just became a popular thing. I really can't pinpoint it. I remember I would rarely meet people that watch or like anime. So I remember us talking about it at work, and you would bring up so many anime. And I remember you brought up Yu Yu Hakusho. And I was like, "Bro, absolutely. Like, that's one of my favorite." And I went back and watched it right after that conversation, because you had so much knowledge on it. I'm like, "Damn, I forgot that even happened." So I went, and that actually made me go back and rewatch it and found a new love for it. But yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I think, it started, especially with young boys, Dragon Ball Z, those type of anime. Then as we got older, or people got older and mature, they had other types. And then from 2010 to like 2017, 18, a phenomenon. I don't know what it was, but was it My Hero? I don't know. I have no idea, but I'm sure you have that. I'm sure you have a really good point and a really good answer for it.
So, I mean, yeah, just basically everything you just said. I mean, you touched on it lightly. The way I look at it is this. We as kids, we were first introduced to like the Pokemons, the Digimons, Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball Z's, Sailor Moon's, Gundam,
absolutely,
things of that nature. When we first watched Toonami, is mainly like our gateway of it and our regular viewing of anime. And then flash forward to the 2000s, in the mid-2000s, we're talking about Death Note, we're talking about Bleach, we're talking about Naruto,
One Piece, yeah.
And we're talking about even Cowboy Bebop. We're talking about anime for like young adults, teenagers, even kind of like something that's a little bit more mature for us to watch. Mm. So now we've grown up from watching kind of like the battle anime, like kind of like the younger shonen anime. And now we're in anime with better storyline, anime with better characters you can kind of relate to. Characters you can kind of like see yourself in a little bit when you watch like Naruto and Death Note and One Piece and Bleach and shows like that. Mm. So now, and I'm just speaking for me personally, I kind of like went a break after I didn't really like watching Naruto. I kind of like went on like a small break from watching anime. So it wasn't until like probably like 2014, 2015, I started watching like One Punch Man. I was like, okay, well, this looks a little interesting. But the thing that really sucked me into like One Punch Man was like the animation for sure. Like the fighting, because it kind of was like reminiscent of like Dragon Ball Z, the way they'd be fighting. So I was like, oh yeah, no, this is super dope. But what got me back into watching anime pure for storyline, there are two anime. That was Monster, and then that was Attack on Titan.
Monster is one of my favorite all-time favorites, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like I know you like the detective anime, especially ones with like good storylines and like the storylines build and then the characters make the storyline even more like just easier to go along with. I know I understand you enjoy those type like the Death Notes.
Yeah.
Ones like 91 Days.
91 Days, like that. Parasite, Monster. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are all like top tier anime, to be honest with you. And and the good thing about this is another thing we didn't really highlight on is that anime from like the 90s and 2000s, they used to be like seasons used to last like 40 episodes, 50 episodes, where the anime would be like 300 episodes long.
I didn't even know anime had seasons back then because it was so it was all grouped so together. Long.
Yeah, like the arcs. So we call them arcs, but I mean, again, they just be so long. So it's just be like episode after episode after episode. Yep. Whereas going forward from like the 210s to like now, we have anime as far as like 12 episodes, 13 episodes, or like 25 episodes. And they're a lot shorter, but with them being so shorter, they're easier for us to view. They're easier for us to understand. There's no filler.
Digest. We can digest it.
Mm-hmm. It's just so much easier to view because we don't have to go through all that extra stuff. We don't have to be bored with all that stuff that has nothing to do with the story.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a good point a few weeks ago. I know this is kind of off topic of why. I always wonder why filler existed. And you pointed out to me it's because the manga has to catch up. Or was it the anime? What was it? The anime had to catch up or the manga had to catch up?
The anime has to catch up.
Yeah. So that's one. So I never thought about that. So you brought that up a while ago, and now it makes sense. Now it's not like that anymore because it's planned for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think what also happened with anime is they took on a Western approach, like we were saying, with the seasons. They'll stop. They'll stop, and we anticipated more. Before, the story would be so long that it didn't really stop. Now, you were born in what, 89 or 90?
90.
So, yeah, we weren't even really watch. So, Dragon Ball Z and all that stuff probably did have seasons when it first came out. But when we got to it, it was already over for the most part. So, that may have been why we had a different experience with it rather than anime today. That may be a reason why. You guys let us know in the comment section if that's the case. But the older people that, you know, been watching anime, but. Yeah, you make excellent points. We grew with the anime. We were introduced to it as kids. I didn't even know I was watching anime at the time. I just thought it was cartoons.
You just thought you were watching cartoons.
Yeah, so that actually makes perfect sense.
But here's the also thing that so when we go back to the 210s, now what's happening in modern media is that now we're able to stream. Now we're able to watch it when we want to watch it. We don't have to sit down in the afternoon and like, all right, now I got to wait for, you know, Dragon Ball Z, or now I got to wait for Yu Yu Hakusho to watch in the afternoon. Now I can watch it whenever I want to watch it. I could catch up on it maybe at nighttime or in the early morning or whatever I want to watch it. So now I can
watch at work. You can watch it at work now on your phone.
Watch it at work. You can watch it on whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. And now even with the introduction of like Netflix and things like that, and now they have like a whole list of anime, and even Netflix has their own anime that they make in their own studios. So now you have that. It's not just the anime that is given to you. It's the anime that we could go out and search for ourselves. So now we can be independent and free of whatever anime we you know, that we like, instead of just being subjected to the anime that is on like whatever channel that came on during our younger days. So now we can find what we actually enjoy. That's why I feel like anime was, you know, pushed even a little bit more as we got older.
That's an excellent point. It's easier to obtain. Mm-hmm. With you saying that, that actually is a really good point, because the thing I love about anime now also is, yeah, we got the new releases that come out. We anticipate, we look forward to. But there's so much anime that we haven't seen. I love when I discover a new anime that's great. Like when you told me about 91 Days. I went to go watch it. Like, dude, this is great. I would have never found this if it wasn't for you. You know what I mean? Like, so it's there's so many stories out there that are excellent that just may not be super popular. And that's another thing I love about it. You can just, stumble upon an excellent, amazing anime. I know Parasite is popular now, but when I watched it, I had no idea how what it was. My wife just, we were dating at the time, so she was my girlfriend at the time, but she just cut it on one day. And I was like, this is amazing.
Like, I'm going to hold you real quick. I'm going to let you continue, but I'm going to hold you real quick. Just a quick announcement for those who know anything about Parasite. But those who do know, Netflix is doing a live action. I think I already mentioned it to you one time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Netflix is doing a live action. I don't know when. I was just thinking about it in my head when you said Parasite, but I'm going to let you continue.
Yeah. Yeah, they better not mess this up either. But they're doing another Death Note live action.
Oh, God.
We will see how it goes. It could be good if they put the money behind it. Because Death Note is amazing. It's one of the best stories ever told. Period.
Yep.
So they just need to put the money behind it. And, you know, but that's neither here nor there. You made some great points. I absolutely agree. There are so many animes out there, and they're easy to attain now. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed. That's why sometimes I love it when you would just suggest one to me. So like, all right, I'm gonna go watch this one. Cause you the one that told me I heard about My Hero and I heard about One Punch Man, but I never even thought, and also you told me about Black Clover. I never even thought about watching them until you said something. Because I run into an issue where I get overwhelmed because I don't know what anime to pick. So sometimes when people suggest them to me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go watch this one. So, so I do appreciate when you suggest them, whoever, if somebody in the comment section, our listeners, whoever has something they want to suggest to me to watch, I'm going to watch. Oh, another one of my favorite ones. And one of our subscribers, is their profile, it's their picture on YouTube. Hold on.
I can't think of it.
Hold on. Serial Experiments Lane. Serial Experiments Lane. It's one of my favorite anime of all time. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it.
I may need to take a. I didn't need to take a watch at that one. I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
It came out in the '90s. It came out in the '90s.
What is it called?
Serial Experiments Lane. It's about computer. Dude, it's crazy. Like you would have to. I'll send it to you. But okay. You
That's would have heard to, of.
Yeah, it's like on. It's you can. It's on all the anime apps.
Okay.
I'll send it to you right now. It's. The way what happened with me is I watched it the first time and I was so confused at what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I have rewatched it immediately. So it's 10 episodes. I took about a week to watch it. After the last episode, I was like, what the hell did I just watch? So I rewatched it all at once. And I was like, this is amazing. I can continuously watch it over and over. And you find something new about it every day. And I'm going to say it right now, putting this on wax. It has the best intro, anime intro of all time.
And you don't seem to understand. A shame you seemed an honest man.
Yeah, that's a pretty profound statement. So
facts, bro. Shoot, facts.
I gotta check it out now.
Yeah. And we gotta do a list of like our top five favorite anime openings. Intros.
Openings.
That's
okay.
Yeah. That's gonna be number one for me. I'm gonna let you know. It's the best anime song I've ever heard. And that's saying a lot because I love Yu Yu Hakusho, the opening zone.
well, one thing, as you were talking about all that stuff, another thing I really feel like push anime as the culture is now we have all the anime cons. And now we have, and as far as like, there's an anime community, whether it be on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. Now anime is like accepted like, all over the world, and not just in Asian culture, and not just in the East, but over here in the West.
Mm-hmm. It's recognizable.
Like, and now we got people doing these cosplay, and they're like professional cosplayers doing the anime character, and they're doing a really good job. Like, it is incredible. Like, bro, if they get to do like a live action, if they have like a script, bro, they probably do better than a lot of these studios that are out here today.
Absolutely. Oh, and whenever... God. Hey, when whoever's listening to this, we do appreciate getting invited to Marvel World premieres. We definitely would love to get invited to any anime world premiere or any comic, I mean, like anime cons or whatever. Invite us. We would slide through, interview people, whatever. Invite us to all that stuff. We would love to come. I'm just throwing it out there right now.
No, for sure. And I'm going to start shouting out people as far as like these big anime that have the big anime followings on Instagram. Those big like people that they do like all the cosplays. I'm going to start shouting them out too. Dude, you never know. We might try to get them on the show one time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, man. So for our listeners, what do you guys think made anime so popular? And also, when do you think it became so popular? Those are questions we want to ask you. We gave our thoughts and opinions on it. We want you guys' thoughts and opinions on it. We'd love to hear it.